Good morning. You know, the reason that we turn to others for advice and counsel, the reason we go to counselors when we're struggling with certain issues in our lives, all of these things are because we recognize that our perspective on life is not enough to guide us accurately. And I want to challenge you to make it a pattern in your life to look for God's guidance, for God's counsel, for God's advice, God's perspective on your life. That's the reason we take time each weekday morning to open the Bible and read a little bit of it and learn some lessons of life from it. And so I encourage you to make that a part of your own personal pattern in your life. This week we're talking about faith. And there's a chapter in the Bible that is totally focused on this topic of faith, and that is Hebrews chapter 11. We could easily have spent our whole week just looking at verses out of this chapter, but I want to focus with you today on verse 6 of Hebrews 11 in the Bible, where it says this, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." Think about that statement. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, the reality of life is that God constantly puts us in situations that require faith. And he's looking for faith in our lives. And when we say, I'm going to focus on these circumstances and just be overwhelmed by them, or say, what can I do about this, and try and press on in life without God, that does not please God. It doesn't draw you closer to God. But when you recognize God is putting me in situations that require his involvement in my life because he wants to deepen my relationship with him. He wants to come into those situations in the ways that only he can. Well, when I realize that, then I look differently at those circumstances of my life. Sometimes God gives me opportunities, and as I say yes to them, I know there's no way I can measure up to what's required for this. But God put me in this situation, and he is up to it. And I'm going to trust him with that. Or sometimes God allows a challenge, a problem, or even a conflict to come into our lives that we have no clue how to deal with. Then maybe there's a financial situation and you think, there is no way forward here. I can't see how I could possibly go forward through this. Well, God gives us those situations so that we will turn to him and say, God, I want to put you back in the center of my life. And I can see that you're getting my attention and you're reminding me I need to put you there, right front and center. And as I do, I'm going to bring this problem to you and say, God, I need your involvement. It doesn't mean you just sit back and wait for that problem to go away. No, you're still actively involved, but you're trusting God to give you insight into the situation, to be working behind the scenes, helping you through that issue. God loves to come into situations that seem impossible. But when you face those moments, whether they're opportunities or problems and challenges, you face a decision. Are you going to trust God to see you through? Or are you going to walk away and try to do it in your own power? In your life right now, you may be facing some of those challenges. Are you facing them on your own and just trying to figure a way through them? Or are you turning to God and saying, I trust you? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the other side is true as well. When you trust God, a big smile comes over God's face, and he can't wait to get involved in your situation. I'm John North.